Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Oh, yes, indeed. We are joined in line by Brother Dumisani Moyo. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's good to hear from you.
Lovely. Great to hear from you, man. I hope that you've been keeping well.
No, I've been keeping well. How have you been keeping?
No, I've been keeping okay, man. Can't complain at all. Now, where we're talking about the church that was created for fellowship, that's the guide of the VOP lesson. And of course, the secret of growth through fellowship, you know, are learning about the importance of the faith family in the growth of a Christian. Now, please, would you kindly summarize today's lesson for us with an emphasis on the reason for the establishment of the church?
And so I would like to start off from saying this point. The whole reason why we have the church in the first place is, and let me establish this first, remember that it is not about necessarily we are not following a church, we are following Christ. But remember that it is, and I think we'll talk about this even a little bit more tomorrow, and we'll emphasize this a little bit more tomorrow, but it is Christ who established the church. Now, the reason for that is for the idea of one, especially considering that, yes, we are all individuals, but remember that the concept of the church is that of being able to gather together, not necessarily just to, maybe the best example I can give of this is, have you ever been around a fire that is basically that has been built from charcoal, if I can put it that way. If you take one of those embers off of the stove and leave it up to itself, what happens to it?
Well, it gets cooler.
It does get cooler, and it gets cooler much faster. But then when gathered together, it's actually able to, when all those coals are gathered together, they're able to maintain heat and be able to stay useful.
Exactly.
This is basically what the church is built up from. May I be able to go to a text together with you, though?
That's fine. That's fine.
1 John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. This is what it says. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. I hope that was clear.
Yeah, very clear. Thank you.
So the idea that comes forward from there is this. As we gather together as a church, as a community, it is for the idea that we gather, not necessarily that we may gather just so that we can see people, but it is the idea that we gather in the name of Christ, and where we are gathered together, one or two are gathered together in his name, as the Bible says, then he is there amongst us.
Yep.
So that is the idea of the church. It's the idea of established, not necessarily that we would, it's so that we may be able to, be a community, to be able to be a family around each other, to be able to support one another, and it's very hard to practice brotherly love when you're alone.
Yeah, true, actually. Very true. It's actually impossible.
Thank you. I was being nice about it, but it is impossible to do, to be able to be, to be able to show that brotherly love.
Yeah.
If you are not within that community of the church, or if you are just by yourself, I should say.
Now, about the church community.
Yes.
What exactly is necessary for growth there that we can't get from other social groups? I mean, you can be in any other social group, but you're saying that this one particularly will foster growth. What's that ingredient exactly that's not available elsewhere?
So there's actually a couple that we see pointed out, but one that I would like to emphasize the most is something that I think we are guilty of, even amongst ourselves in the church, is this of the thing that makes the difference is Christ himself, but also the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
you notice how the idea that comes in about that Christ exercises is that by this they shall know that you are mine if you love one another. Now, the idea would come in to say, oh, okay, yeah, but then I can get love in any other circle. But there's a difference in that where it is that God has ordained to say that, no, over here, where my people are gathered. And after all, this is what Jesus said. He said that my mother, my father, the people who I consider my family are the people who do the will of my father. And so one thing that we find that is special about the church family is that, or the church established by Christ, is that it is it's not a social club. It is the idea. Yes, I mean we there are social needs that are met there, but first and foremost is the idea of we are gathered together in the name of Christ himself. Other social gatherings are social gatherings. They're just social. But there is not necessarily that aim of saying that we are here because we have come in the name of Christ. And remember that church is not, and I should establish this, the church is not the building. That's not what the church is. The church is people gathered together in Christ's name. So this is what makes it special, and this is what makes it separate, and this is what makes it special from just the different groups that you can find yourself in.
Now, as we wrap up that conversation, please do share with us rather the experience of the young Adventist soldier who was stoned, or rather was stationed abroad, and how this concept of a church community was helpful for him. Brother Moyo? Hey, my elder. Elder Moyo, can you hear me? I'm not sure what happened there. Elder Moyo, can you hear me? Hello? 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 Right, we are in conversation with Elder Dumisani Moyo, who's talking to us about baptism. I'm not sure what is happening on that phone. Can you hear me, my brother?
Yes, sorry. Hello?
We're still here. We're still here.
Sorry, yes.
So I was saying, if you could please share the experience of the young Adventist soldier who was stationed abroad and how this concept of a church community was helpful for him.
Yes, so there was this young soldier, and he was commissioned far away from home. And as most soldiers would do, you're taken away, you're called to duty. But even though you're called to duty, you still feel the need to be around family, around those who would be, you want to be able to get along with people around you and be able to have a community around you. Yes, you have your fellow soldiers. Yes, you have those people who are around you. You have people who work. But this soldier in particular, he went and he said, but when he went into a foreign land, the one place where he felt like he could be at home and be at, well, rather with family, was he actually points out and says that no, the Adventist families around me, the church family around me actually invited me home, would cook me meals, home cooked meals. I'd be able to get along with them. I'd be able to fellowship with them. And if I may actually quote his words, he says, whenever I went in a foreign country, I had friends, even though I really knew no one. I would look up those at our mission stations, and I found that our shared beliefs and hopes tied our hearts together. It wasn't a casual thing. We trusted each other and found a real warmth of fellowship. I was treated like a member of the family in homes where we could speak only a few words to each other. And so having that common belief, that sense of belonging, makes us feel like we are at home. Even no matter where we go across the world, we could actually find a church family that can actually say, oh yeah, no, we believe the same. We are of one mission, we are of one accord. So, and that was his experience. And indeed, I can attest to the same. Wherever I go, even when I've been in several different districts or even across in different countries, you find a community of you find your church community, you find your home. You can find a home that can, you find people you can call brothers, you can call sisters, mother, father, in so many different places because of the common belief, the common goal, and that common love for Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now, my brother, would you just please give us some key takeaway from this lesson before I let you go?
Okay, so this is what we'll basically say. Remember, and I said this from the beginning, the church is, when we talk about fellowship in the church, we're putting forward the idea that people are not saved by the church, we're saved by Christ, and we're there to follow Christ. But remember that it is Christ who has established the church, and that we'll get into a lot more tomorrow. The key thing that we should take away from today is this. The Bible actually does say, let us not abandon the meeting together of one another like some others do. Remember that the church family is built together there so that we may be able to, in our same hopes, in our same faith, in our same goals, we will then be able to be encouraged, be able to have ties that cannot be broken by mere earthly ties, but a tie that can be, that indeed is put there for eternity. And that's, and where do we find these? We find these fellowships and these relationships in the church. Yes, indeed, it does actually meet not only our social need, but also the social and spiritual need. So let us not neglect the meeting of one another.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Blessings. We're going to connect with you again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you very much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.